Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America. Happy Wednesday. A very newsy Wednesday around town. Some consequential votes starting to line up in the House, including a possible censure resolution of Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for her support of anti-Israel protests that occurred illegally in the Cannon building. The possibility of an Israel separate vote, that's a big one. The solely to Israel separate of Ukraine and the border, that could make Democrats take a hard vote. You're going to hear at the top of the show another idea starting to pick up with conservative Republicans in the Senate, at least. Senator Tommy Tuberville is going to be with us in a few minutes, and he's going to tell you about an effort to defund the United States, to pull the United States money out of the United Nations. So U.S. funding for the United Nations would be pulled. We would defund the United Nations because it refused to have a vote or pass a resolution that would condemn the Hamas attacks as terrorism. Think about that. This is supposed to be a peace organization, and they can't repudiate one of the most hateful acts of insidious violence ever to be perpetrated in mankind. Maybe the U.S. dollars don't belong there anymore. And so Tommy Tuberville, going to be our lead guest tonight, the senator, the old football coach. Everybody likes to call him coach instead of senator, but he is a United States senator now and one of the more impactful ones. He's also going to talk about a maneuver he made last night to force Chuck Schumer to allow a vote on a military appointee. Wait a second. I thought Tommy Tuberville was blocking those, right? No, Tommy Tuberville is blocking all of them being approved at once, but he's willing to have them voted one by one. And he forced Chuck Schumer to think about a vote on one of those, a Marine number two official last night. We're going to cover all that in the first half. And of course, today's Wednesday, so it's AMAC Wednesday. Our good friends from the Association of Mature American Citizens are going to join us. Bobby Charles, former State Department Assistant Secretary, former Chief Investigator on Capitol Hill for the House Oversight Committee, former Naval Intelligence Officer, and a former appellate court clerk. Think about that. He's an overachiever if there ever is one. He's also the national spokesman for AMAC, and he's going to join us for one of my favorite conversations of the week. We have it every week. We love that. Now, if you want to say thank you to AMAC for its support of Just the News, of John Solomon Reports, of Just the News, No Noise, the television show, here's what you do. Go to amac.us/justnews and sign up today for a membership. Take the 5-year membership, match me. You'll get a big discount if you go to amac.us, amac.us/justnews today. Go do that. That's a great thing to do. Now, a little bit of impact from all of the various reporting that we've been doing over the last several days. And I'm very proud that we're not only writing stories that you enjoy and that educate you, but they're actually causing significant impact in the universe that we're in today. And I think that when Congress reacts, when an inspector general reacts, and remember last week we reported the inspector general is now examining the efforts of the Justice Department, starting under Donald Trump, by the way. It was the Trump Justice Department, the Jeff Sessions, Rod Rosenstein Justice Department that spied on Congress first. Well, now the inspector general is investigating it. That's impact. That's a good thing. When you look at what happened yesterday, you see several signs of impact. First off, the House Judiciary Committee chairman, Jim Jordan, sent a note just a few days after we reported on this, telling Verizon, Apple, Google, and all of the big tech companies, we want all records of the DOJ's efforts to snoop on Congress or congressional investigators. That is major impact. So not only is the Inspector General investigating it, now the United States House of Representatives through its Judiciary Committee through Jim Jordan. That's a story we broke here, first with Kash Patel last year, then with Jason Foster last week. We drove that story, and now there's action, there's accountability, there's oversight occurring. We're very proud of that. Another example of impact yesterday also, while Jim Jordan was hot on the trail of congressional spying, or spying on Congress, I should say, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, well, he dropped his own bombshell saying that he's going to use the power of the gavel, the power of Congress, to compel the National Archives to turn over as many as possible of those 82,000 pages of documents of emails Joe Biden sent in his pseudonym private accounts. The man was conducting significant government business, apparently, on private emails using pseudonyms like Robinware. Well, Congress dug in last night, a very clear statement of intention by Congressman James Comer. By the way, he'll be on the TV show tonight, so go check that out. We should be able to make some news there. Today, Comer put out a new set of bank records showing that shortly after James Biden, the brother of the president, got money from a China investment deal in 2017 that he and Hunter Biden were involved in, the money was taken out as cash, and then it was sent into an account that then paid $40,000 to Joe Biden. So the proceeds look to be Chinese money taken out in cash, put in another account, given to Joe Biden. Now, they said it's for repayment of a loan again. Joe Biden may very well have given loans to his brother, even though he says he had nothing to do with his businesses. Why is he lending him money? But then the second question is, if that is the case, James Biden's way of finding the money to repay his brother came from, well, all that foreign influence business stuff that they were doing, and China being one of them, CEFC China being one of them. So those are the big headlines today. Your big opportunity, go become a member of AMAC, amac.us/justnews. That's a way to say thank you to AMAC. And our first big interview will be right around the corner. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Coach Tuberville, as many people know him from his days at Auburn. He'll be joining us right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As you know, we talk a lot on this show about disrupting the status quo in the swamp, things that are changing dynamics so that maybe one day you can save some of your tax dollars, or one day we can get a little bit of common sense back in the marble asylum that is the Capitol. Our next guest, well, he is on the front lines of disrupting that status quo. He was a legendary college football coach. Today, he's one of the most consequential freshmen in the United States Senate. Joining us right now is Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator, great to have you on the show.
Thank you, John.
There is a moment yesterday where I realized that Chuck Schumer realized, hey, wait, I just yielded the floor to Republicans. This extraordinary maneuver where even though you have a hold on Pentagon nominations right now, you get enough votes to get a discharge petition to get a vote so that a Marine number two official can get a vote on the floor, something Schumer's been holding up. It actually flips the dynamic. Now Schumer's on the defense, right?
Yeah, we forced his hand, John. He just refuses to bring up any of these nominees, which he could any day. The only thing I'm blocking is do the whole group at one time, which now we're up to 350. Now we've been doing this for 9 months. So if we had done, you know, 10 a week, we'd be in good shape. But they don't want to work. They want to control the narrative. They want to have their abortion in the military and taxpayers pay for it. They want to send memos from the Pentagon and White House and play dictator. And that's not what this country is about. You know, it's about a constitution and they're trying to blow it up.
Yeah, no, it really is. And it's interesting. There's so much in Washington that's been done by the soup bowl approach, right? You throw everything into the stew bowl and say, let's just approve it at once, which doesn't allow legislators to actually decide the merits on many of these issues. The nominations are a great example. The CR spending bills over the years, you seem to be intent on breaking this up and trying to get people to vote individually so that the merits of each issue is resolved. Is the American people moving in that direction? I think that seems to be a popular idea.
Yeah, the problem with these holds, and I've looked at, you know, over 300 of them, we've had them vetted from several different groups, and there's a lot of good people that we have in the military, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of them too, John, that don't need promotions, that don't need to be in our military because they're going along with this CRT, this woke agenda, climate hoax agenda that Biden administration pushing, and it's going to destroy probably the thing that's most important to the United States of America. That's our military, and we need them for national defense. And I don't know where we're at right now. I know we've got a lot of great people in the military, and they work hard, and we got some great soldiers and all different parts of the military, but the recruiting has fell off dramatically. And that tells you something. There's problems. And it all goes back to everything in this country, John. We have very little leadership in this country. And it starts with the Biden administration, the crime family up there that absolutely have no clue what they're doing each day. But other than the fact that they know that they want a one world government, they want everybody to be the same, no borders and all that. So we've got to fight that every day along with trying to keep our country intact.
Yeah, it is an epic struggle. And though I think most Americans are beginning to wake up to the consequences of the policies that have been promoted the last 2 to 3 years. And it's really interesting. Another place where there is an opportunity to divide and judge the merits of individual aid is Joe Biden wants to put into a soup bowl the Ukraine aid, the Israel aid, and a little bit of border aid, which, by the way, really is just more concierge service for illegal aliens. But he throws it into a single soup bowl. You seem to like the House approach. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you like the House approach where you vote on Ukraine, Israel, and the border individually?
Absolutely. And that's the way it should be done. The American people should know where their money is going. If you just throw $106 billion in a pot, you don't know where the money's going. And a lot of it's being stolen. I haven't voted for any money to go to Ukraine. Now, listen, if Ukraine could win, you know, good for him. Putin's not going to go past Ukraine. He doesn't want Ukraine. He just wants the United States to stay out of his business and not make Ukraine a NATO country. I'm for Israel. It was horrific what happened. I'm just afraid Israel is going to get to a point and dig themselves a hole. How are they going to get out of this? You know, because they have united all the Middle Eastern countries. And, you know, it could be very, very tough. But, you know, again, Joe Biden spent $4 to $5 trillion when he first got into office on all this nonsense, just flushed it right out the door. And we're in trouble with that now with our economy and all that. But now we're broke. I mean, we print $100,000 a minute in this country, $100,000. And so, we either borrow money from China, we sell treasury bonds, which nobody's buying now, or we print the money. And the American taxpayers don't deserve this. They need a government that actually looks out for them first and then other countries. And we don't do that with this administration.
Yeah, they never defined even the American interest in their foreign policy. That's been one of the big challenges with Ukraine. You don't know what the objective of the United States is with all of this aid, and it is pretty remarkable. There's another moment that I think you're leading on, and there's a reckoning coming, and I think that is you and Senator Lee together have worked together to talk about withdrawing U.S. funding for the UN. I mean, UN couldn't even pass a resolution condemning the Hamas attacks. I mean, what sort of global peace body is it if it can't condemn the sort of horrific attacks? Tell us why that's important and what sort of sentiments are growing around the United Nations inside the Senate.
Well, the UN is more on the lines of the Joe Biden administration, one world government. You know, they can't pass anything for human rights. They've got some people on these human rights committees that get an opportunity to vote that have no human rights. So the UN is out of date. It's non-productive. It does nothing for the world, much less the United States or America. But again, it all goes back to all the things the WHO, all these world government agencies that do nothing for anybody other than collect money and give it to the places that they think is going to make this world better, and it doesn't. It's just directly opposite what we would do with what's going on. But the UN needs to be either revamped or closed down. And we put a lot of money. We pay for it. We basically pay for the UN, and they do nothing for the United States of America.
Do you think you'll get support beyond Senator Lee and you to try to push this forward?
Well, we're going to continue to push it. People just need it. It's all about education, John. You got to if you don't bring it up and you don't talk about it, and you don't get it in front of other people and get people across the country like you're talking about it, then it never gets out there. The American people don't really want to know a lot of this stuff. But now we're getting to the point now where they're funding all this with their taxpayer money. They need to know really what's happening in this country. And I've just been shocked in the 3 years that I've been here when we were in pretty good shape, other than COVID, after with President Trump, with all his tariffs and the policies he had, foreign relations and trying to stop the border. Look at what has happened in 3 years. We are in huge trouble, not just foreign relations wise, but domestically, you know, with no fossil fuels, crime everywhere. We're having 100 to 150 young people die every year of fentanyl coming across the border. Our corrupt FBI director yesterday, Christopher Wray, even says, hey, we're going to have another 9/11. Get ready. You know, we've got huge problems because we've let too many damn people come across the border. And Joe Biden should have to pay for what he and Mayorkas have absolutely ruined the border and what had been accomplished over the years.
There's an extraordinary moment in that testimony yesterday with Director Wray where he's asked, are we safer or less safe under Joe Biden? He couldn't answer. He's paused for like 10 seconds and he kind of gave a non-answer. But in following up on that, it became very clear that the FBI has these gaps. I think Director Wray used that word, that there are gaps in their intelligence and being able to detect and track some of the terror threats that have come across the border. We've given billions of dollars to the FBI. How concerning is it that the FBI is acknowledging now it has gaps in its ability to track the very threats that have been allowed to come across this border under Joe Biden?
Well, it just goes to show you what happened. We have the best intelligence in the world. We spend billions of taxpayer money on intelligence with the CIA and the other groups, and also Israel with their Mossad, their intelligence groups. They had no clue that what was getting ready to happen October the 7th. Something is going wrong here. And I know that when Joe Biden came in, he defunded a lot of the foreign intelligence money, which was the stupidest thing to ever happen. If we want to keep the world safe, he was putting money into climate change and all the things that are really most important to him. But it just goes to show you, now, what you pay for, you get. And it's unfortunate what happened to Israel. It was horrific. I can't look at some of those pictures and those things. But they got huge problems. But, again, we got huge problems all over the world. And coming to a theater near us in a very short time because of what Mayorkas and Joe Biden have done to our southern border.
Yeah, the concern about that is very, very real and palpable. There's no doubt about it. Senator, it is always an honor to have you on the show. We always get straight talk, and it's fun to watch you in action in the Senate because you really are trying to change the culture of the Senate. And this latest move, the discharge petition, is showing it because it's up to Chuck Schumer whether he decides to let a military vote come forward. We'll be watching that very closely.
Thank you, John. Constitution and the American people. That's what this is about.
It's a simple recipe, but it's worked really well when it's employed, just like you're doing it now. So great to have you on.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, AMAC Wednesday, a great opportunity to do an interview with our good friend Bobby Charles. But before we get to that, I want to remind you of one thing. Our good friends at Birch Gold are always giving you opportunities to hedge your bets in this very difficult investment climate, right? And I think one of the most important things is you got to start to think about, we might face another government shutdown if the November 17th deadline passes, Congress doesn't get the bills, doesn't do another CR. And our wise leaders always deal with this by, well, coming up with a last minute spending bill and putting more taxpayer dollars on the fire of burn, or the burning fire of inflation. Well, lawmakers are always going to be high-fiving when they do that. Oh, hey, look, we got a deal done. We spent more money. You lose. You know why? The dollar loses value. Inflation continues to go up. So here's what I want to say to you. My good friends want to help at Birch Gold Group, want to help you end this cycle. Diversify into gold with the help of Birch Gold Group. How do you do that? When you open up a gold IRA, for every $10,000 you spend by December 22nd, Birch Gold will send you a free gold bar. You heard me right. You're going to get a free bar of gold. Just text the word "just news" to 989898 to claim eligibility. You have to do it before Black Friday, so the Friday after Thanksgiving. Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a gold IRA for no money out of pocket, and you still get the free gold bars. Now, who doesn't want to try that? Don't let your savings become a victim of the further devaluation of the dollar. Just text "just news" to 989898 and receive a free info kit on gold and claim your eligibility before Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, to receive free gold bars on your qualified purchase. That's a good deal. Thanks to our good friends at Birch Gold Group. They've been supporting us right from the start of Just the News. Go support them and also make your account more diversified, more safe in these very difficult financial times. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes with our good friend Bobby Charles, because it's AMAC Wednesday right after these messages. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. You know it's Wednesday, so you know it's AMAC Wednesday, our extraordinary opportunity to have a conversation with our good friends at the Association of Mature American Citizens. Joining us today, a guy who doesn't need an introduction anymore. He's a household name. He's a member of the posse, our good friend Bobby Charles. Bobby, great to have you back on the show.
John, it's always, always a pleasure to be on the show, no matter what's going on in the world.
And there's a lot going on in the world, isn't there? Oh, my goodness. I want to start in the Middle East, because I think we all hear the headlines and we get saturated by the images of war and the heinous crimes that Hamas committed against humanity when they attacked Israel on October 7th. But sometimes lost, particularly in the mainstream coverage, is the idea that this really isn't just an Israel-Hamas war. This is really an Iran versus West proxy war, and that Iran's biggest enemy isn't even Israel. It declares America the great Satan. The idea that we're in a war, proxy war with Iran, and it was fomented because the administration has been so bumbling, fumbling, and weak. Put us into the big picture, the way you would have looked at it when you were at the State Department.
Yeah, so you've spoken it exactly right, John. This is a proxy war with Iran, and this is our second big proxy war. We have one opened with Russia through Ukraine, and now we have another one opened through Iran. I think you have to think about it, for lack of a better metaphor, as sort of Matryoshka dolls or nesting dolls, and look at what really has happened. When you have a president who runs away from Afghanistan, who seems to be in bed with China, who invites an incursion into Ukraine, not knowing what he's thinking or just not thinking, and now essentially gave $6 billion, access to $6 billion to Iran, it isn't really even the money. It's the green light that he gave to Iran. So Iran's tentacles stretch all over the world. We may very well have sleeper cells in our own midst that come through Hezbollah, come through the southern border, create a big problem for us. We're getting just in the last 8 or 10 days some really, really remarkable warnings about what to be watchful for. And my private phone has burned up with people saying, yeah, these are real. These warnings are real. But if you take the nesting doll, you start with an attack by Hamas, which is triggered by the weakness that Iran sees in the United States. They also have, I mean, it's not getting a lot of attention, but Israel has also been attacked from the north by Hezbollah. Hezbollah has a lot of missiles. The only thing that's holding them back is that it's hard to replenish them. So there's that. And then you've got missiles that have come in from Fatah and, of course, from Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So that's the first sort of nesting doll. Then you back up and you realize, yeah, this is truly driven financially, immorally, spiritually, in their perverted way, by the radical Islamic government in Iran. They do not want an all-out war with the United States, but they're happy to drain us. They're happy to try to build public relations against us. They're happy to try to squeeze Israel. And that's what Iran is all about. And then you widen the scope to the bigger doll, and that is their impact globally. And Iran is a force. I mean, to borrow from Ronald Reagan in an evil empire day, it's a force for evil. It's out there literally fomenting chaos and anti-Western. It's hard for people to fully understand that there are people who not only don't believe in our founding fathers, don't believe in the principles that are in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights. They actively work against those principles, and they do it against their own people, and they do it against us. And so, you know, the biggest nesting doll out there is the effect that this may have, the ripple effect in creating chaos, perhaps even violence in Western countries. You're already seeing it in pieces of Europe. You'll certainly see it in other parts of the Middle East. The expansion is very possible, and I am truly on guard here. I've had people call me, and I dare not say it on the air, but I think I will anyway. I've had people call me saying that our infrastructure has been under direct, that there are direct threats on our infrastructure right now, and that the southern border is really in peril, because we have last month we saw 600, never seen a number like that, 600 people intercepted that were on the terror watch list. It's an official list. And that begs the question of how many got through and weren't intercepted. And we also now have what I'll call open source intelligence indicating that Iranian warships are making visits on a regular basis now to Venezuela. Venezuela, of course, is feeding people up through the Pan-American pipeline. Mexico needs to be engaged. The other six countries need to be engaged. Colombia needs to be engaged to stop that, because that, you know, this is where bad guys come from. We had, I can't remember the numbers, but almost half of those that came through last month were from the Eastern Hemisphere, not the Western Hemisphere. So that's sobering.
It is pretty remarkable, actually, when we think about it. And I think, you know, a couple of years ago, it was actually several years ago now, there was a very powerful reminder of Iran's reach into the United States in this proxy war. There were two gentlemen, I think their names were Ali Karani and Samir El-Debek, if I remember correctly. One was in Michigan, one was in New York, and they were indicted by the Justice Department on a plot to help Hezbollah carry out terror attacks. And they were living in our world, and they had been sent through Panama to come here to plan attacks and assess the vulnerabilities of the Panama Canal. It's pretty amazing to think that there's that level of operational control of Hezbollah passing through our country. And I think it explains why yesterday the FBI director, Chris Wray, was so blinking red. I mean, it's the most I've seen him talk about terrorism and the threat in a long time. His language matched yours from a few weeks ago. You were ahead of this when we first talked a few weeks ago. but you get the sense that we've known these terror cells are here and we fear they're about to be activated. That's a very uncomfortable moment in history, especially with an open border, right?
Exactly right, John. And you know, I think part of what people don't realize is, and this is true all the way back to the Cold War days, we're an open society, and there are such tremendous benefits with being an open society. We really do have a Bill of Rights that we work very hard. We're not perfect, but we work very hard to make real. But the bad guys take advantage of that. They know that we're an open society. What we can't have is an open border.
Yeah, no, it really is. And there was a telling moment in the hearing yesterday. I think Rick Scott, the Florida senator, was questioning Ray, and Ray said, "Are we less safe under President Biden?" And Ray paused. I think it was maybe 10 seconds. It felt like an eternity. It was such a weird moment. You could tell like he was going to choose his words extremely carefully. But he basically said the terror threat's gone up and he just wouldn't bite on it. But you get the sense, and we don't need much proof that Ray's been concerned about this. He gave a speech at the Reagan Library in January that really said the open border is a significant concern for the FBI. It is a pretty extraordinary threat matrix right now that the security state is talking about here. And I haven't seen this much panic or concern in a very, very long time. And it is a moment of great trepidation, I think, for a lot of us in the world. You used to be in the State Department. You would see these terror reports come in. You would know the capabilities of the United States to try to counter them. What is our best opportunity in the next few weeks? Where are our best opportunities for thwarting something that might be on our soil? I assume looking through, and any special interest alien or someone on the terrorist that got in, number one on the list, but make sure we get them out of the country so they can't be organizing. What are some of the other tactics?
Yeah, so there are choke points. I mean, I was a naval intelligence officer even during that period of time for 10 years, but I also took I got to see the same brief the president gets every morning, and I would get it early before the day began. And we did have a lot of threats back then. In fact, when I was on active duty, it's hard to imagine, but after 9/11, we had at times 50 or 60 reported threats in a 15-minute period. So there are periods of very high op tempo. And a lot of that is shadow reporting or people who see shadows behind them or fear something that isn't there. But a lot of it is there. And that's so the real answer to your question is that awareness is a great weapon. And we do have an unbelievable law enforcement infrastructure in this country. The Democrats have eroded it and eroded morale and retention and recruiting. But we still have an extraordinary law enforcement community in this country at the local, state and federal level. I can't tell you the depth of my regard, my respect for the collective whole, but also individual agents. I recently had close personal connections to some of them that for other reasons. And I'm just so impressed by the tenacity, the courage, the go-get-it-ness of our law enforcement community. They go to the sound of gunfire. More importantly, they go to whatever vigilance points them to. And so our job is to, call the signals and say, look, this doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right. We certainly do get more headway. And this is just true around the world. I mean, this is true of the Israeli airline as much as it is us. You focus on people, not places. You actually look for things that are not right within the interactions with people. People are the source of the solution, and they are also the source of the problem. And so, we need to be wide awake about their presence. If you see people taking photographs around infrastructure, whether that's a sewage treatment plant, a water plant, a bridge, a building, that's odd. Keep your eyes out for what look like unlikely behaviors. And then the other part of this is that, and of course, the law enforcement community needs to be fully supported by us. I mean, it's stunning. I'm going to kind of reverse the analogy, but, they always say the Biden administration seems to be good at closing the corral gate after all the horses are gone. Well, now they're, closing the corral gate after all the trouble bears are in the corral. The problem is we've got these people here among us. And I hesitate to say it. It's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of vigilance. They will eventually what happens if you do it right, it's like pouring something through a series of sieves. Eventually the pebbles all come out and you just have what's left is what's supposed to be there. You will eventually ferret these people out as long as they are not allowed to act before we get them. And the other thing is, of course, you absolutely have to shut that border down. It's an act of actually immorality in the extreme that we have left that border open, because whatever other, you know, sort of false arguments are made about why people need to be able to get into this country, the reality is you have imperiled citizens, and your first job under oath is not to imperil, but to protect American citizens. And so that's the problem, John.
Yeah, that's such an important concept. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More of our exclusive interview with Bobby Charles right after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, folks, welcome back. More of our exclusive interview with Bobby Charles. I think a lot of people look at the tragedy in Maine, which I know is very close to where you live, and say, well, boy, the warning signs were there. And people did say something. The military said something. His family said something. His friends said something. And still the guy was walking free. What are some of the lessons that not only law enforcement, but policymakers may learn from the Maine tragedy last week? Also, I think there's a second element to this, which is Maine is a state that has wrestled with gun control. The Second Amendment, in whether it's Israel or Maine, you see these moments where you think if more people were lawfully armed, maybe we would have prevented some of this. Tell me a little bit about, first, the say something phenomenon of Maine that didn't seem to work, and then two, well, how the Second Amendment can be a solution to these sort of things going forward.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, John. This all happened about 15 or 20 minutes from me, and between where it happened and where I am is nothing but woods. So, I have a sibling, I have a number of siblings, but one of them taught right there, blocks from where this happened. 18 dead, 13 wounded, and as you say, someone on the loose for a couple of days, which was pretty unnerving. The reality is that the see something, say something concept does work, and in this case, it started to work, but it didn't work fast enough. He was an Army reservist who had an expertise in several things, but one was gun training, and all of a sudden, perhaps pressures in his life, I don't know what transpired. I don't know that any of us know or ever will, but I reportedly started to hear voices, started to decide that he was going to shoot things up, made direct threats. And so his own unit, which was training in New York, did put him in an inpatient facility for 2 weeks. Now, that's where the ball begins to get dropped. How you let someone out of that facility knowing that they have firearms and we have what you call yellow flag laws up here, that should have separated him from his guns, whether permanently or temporarily, that didn't happen. How you as reservists knew this was happening and didn't immediately let the state police know and the state police go and confiscate what they could legally, I don't understand that. I also don't understand how the state police in New York didn't let the Maine state police know. I think family members were aware that this was a problem. I think they did let some of the law enforcement community know. The law enforcement community did go to try to intercede with him, but for whatever reason missed him. I think we have to take more seriously mental health issues, because this really is not about the gun or the weapon. This is about mental health. And so I really have two takes on that. One is that if you really peel the onion back on this event, which was not only sobering and saddening, and just leaves a shudder in your soul as you go out again into the world, because everybody hunkered down for 2 days. It also drives home the point that you can have mental health issues that are around you, right, like at your elbow, somebody that you know, and it's important to be attentive to them. You know, neighbors taking care of neighbors is really vital. And that is, you know, it's compassionate. It's not just self-protective. It's getting this person the help that they need. And somehow we got to break that down, because that people don't want to do that. They're afraid to do it. They're afraid they'll get blowback. You got to have the courage to say there may be blowback, but I'm doing this for your benefit. And then, but then the flip side of this is the Second Amendment. And I need to say this because it's really important. From where I'm standing right now in the wild country of rural Maine, within a radius of probably 5 miles, you might have 1,000 people. Of those 1,000, the vast majority, I would say 900, own firearms. And as this event unfolded, they did what I did, which is I took my 9mm out, I made sure my clip was full, I racked it, and I kept it right beside me the entire time. He wasn't going to do anything bad to me if he pulled into my driveway. And that is exactly how the vast majority of Mainers who own firearms, who understand the importance of the Second Amendment, felt. And so, ironically, I mean, I don't know how people, you have to almost live through something like this to understand it, but people felt safer because they had their own firearms, because they could exercise their Second Amendment rights. We don't really talk about the Second Amendment up here. We all have snow shovels and we all have rakes and we all have guns. And you just operate that way on a daily basis. And a lot of people, many, many, many people that I know, just, you know, some of them was a shotgun, some of them was a 380, some was a 9mm. They just took their gun, and then when the event was over and this guy was dead, they unloaded it, they put it back away under lock and key, and that's where it was. So you just have to remember that it's like driving a car. We teach kids to be responsible with a car, and we don't see a lot of people intentionally plowing each other over with cars, because we teach that if you are going to be entrusted with the responsibility to drive a car, we expect you to do it right, and do it with care. That's exactly growing up how we were taught firearms. Nobody with probably 100,000 firearms within 50 miles of me, you don't see events that are bad. You see events that are good. People protect one another. People hunt. People do what they're supposed to do with their firearms. That's because at the age of 11 and 12 and 13, we were taught by the Boy Scouts and by everybody else how to use a firearm. And actually, anybody of my age bracket that lived in rural America, and many even in urban America and suburban America, would have had the same experience. And you know what? Because we had that experience, John, the place was one heck of a lot safer. Just go back and look at the numbers. So we've got a mental health issue in this country. We don't have a gun issue. What we have is people who need to be reminded and retrained and ultimately acculturated to the idea that you take care of your firearm, you handle it properly, and you put it away when you're not using it, and you put it in a safe place. And the same way you do with your car and send your car keys. So, you know, it was a lesson. I think a lot of people came away more firm in their conviction that having self-defense or self-reliance, to borrow on Emerson, is really very important. It's important for all of us. And we feel that now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You are so right. A little bit, just a few moments I'd like to spend on Mike Johnson. He is off to a very clear start. Where he stands is clear, where his actions are clear. Today, you're going to see a whole bunch of historic votes in the House. There are not people attacking him on the policies. They're attacking him on his faith. A very interesting counterattack on him, suggesting he's a Christian fundamentalist, using all of these loaded words. Why are the Democrats so nervous about Mike Johnson?
You know, I have to almost laugh, John. Ronald Reagan, for whom I worked, loved nothing better than to be underestimated. People thought he was just, you know, whether he was talking about the abortion issue or the Soviet Union, he would get firm, and he would, of course, he had a great sense of humor as well.
But he really disarm people with it sometimes.
He very much did. And I think, you know, my impression of this guy, and I don't know Johnson, but I'm impressed, is that he's wise. He's slow to move, thoughtful, strategic. And he's very happy to have people underestimate him. And, you know, people of faith are that way. If you know the truth, if you know where the compass needle really lies, you can have people buffet you from any direction, and it really won't make any difference at all, because you do have a grasp, and you have a grasp on where they're coming from, too. So I think that the truth is, yeah, they if you cannot criticize somebody because he's really following what amounts to, I'll say, the AMAC or the Reagan agenda, which is to say he's prioritized defense and smaller government and fiscal responsibility and moral responsibility and individual responsibility and preservation of those rights that we so much talk about in the Bill of Rights, and trying to get government to truly work. His distinguishing feature is that people trust him. You wouldn't have gotten 220 votes if the people that are around him didn't know him and trust him. And so that's a very comforting fact to me, that people who know him far better than I do from reading the newspapers or blogs really think this guy is made of the real stuff. And, you know, this is how young leaders, and I do think of him as a young leader, are born. You know, Winston Churchill started out with fundamental beliefs, and people thought that he was, somehow either off the deep end or too conservative or whatever. But, you know, one of his great quotes is, "All the great things are simple and many can be expressed in a single word: freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope." That was him. And so I think at the end of the day, this guy Johnson is a breath of fresh air. I love the fact that he's doing what he's doing. You know what? Take the leash off and go. And as far as I'm concerned, we should feel good about it. And ad hominem attacks, look, in this day and age, step up and take the hits. What do they say in the older Rocky movie? You know, it's not how many punches you can throw or how hard the punches are you throw. It's how many you can take and still keep going. That's what modern political arena is like. And we just need to say, yep, good for him. I'm for him. Go for it. And I'm behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is such a great piece of advice. Bobby, we love the incredible partnership that we have with AMAC, whether it's doing the presidential town hall interviews with all the candidates, to the daily or weekly conversations, to all the other things that we work on behind the scenes. AMAC is such an important partner, such an important supporter of Just the News, but it's also in a community where anyone who joins gets extraordinary benefits. And I'm in on a 5-year membership. It's the best investment I've made the last several years. I save money on all my travel. I get incredible intelligence updates, and you guys have set up a very cool site for people to quickly sign up and become a member like I am. Don't do the 5 years. It's the best discount. You go to amac.us/justnews. You're going to get a discount on your membership, and you're going to get to learn all the many benefits that we have. It's benefits like getting to hear from, on a daily basis, Bobby Charles with all of his wisdom and policy expertise, the monthly magazine, the countless discounts you get, whether it's travel on products, the specific products you get. Sometimes if you're in the Medicare population, boy, some amazing products you can't get anywhere else. AMAC is the common sense alternative to AARP. And if you haven't joined, you're missing out on a lot. So go join today at amac.us/justnews, and you'll get a lot more than just once a week with Bobby Charles, which, as you know, is something we treasure so much. Bobby, great to have you on the show today. I'm really looking forward to the next few weeks. I think a lot of how we conduct ourselves on the security front is going to define what the next year looks like, the border being at the top of it. And I think you put a bullseye over that today.
Well, I appreciate it, John. I think we are living in a time when the operational tempo in the next year will rise. But again, I'm an optimist, and I think most of those who sort of look at the hard data are optimists. We just know that we have to go through a fog bank here before we get out on the other side and things stabilize. You know, and I just, to AMAC, I'll just say this, you know, if you signed up for Social Security, if you signed up as a veteran for veterans benefits, you should sign up for AMAC. I mean, it's, the benefits are so downstream, disproportionately large by the $1.25 that you have to pay a month. I mean, I'm grateful every single day, and I get people calling me saying, "Hey, I got money off my dental bill. Hey, I've got money off my, you know, my travel, my hotel, my car, my what."
Yeah, that's where I really notice it. Oh my gosh, it's such a great money saver when you're on the road.
Yeah, and the truth is, it's not even really the reason people join. They join because they love America, and they see this as the way that they can, at the local, state, and federal level, truly be active. I mean, just yesterday, they initiated a campaign where thousands and thousands of emails within a matter of hours went out to key legislators to stop a particular bad act. And it's one of these things where where you go, wow, you mean I really can have an impact? I don't just, I can't, I don't need to just sit here, watch, you know, the television and grouse and groan. No, you can actually be a part of the solution. And then on top of that, you know, as if you were signing up for veterans benefits, you get all the additional things. And by the way, they have an entire foundation dedicated to veterans. They have an entire hotline for Social Security, Medicare. They are really the living embodiment of good news. And in an environment where we get so much bad news, it's great to have good news every day.
It sure is. And inspiration and friendship and patriotism all wrapped into one community. It really isn't a service. I know people say, well, AARP is a service. That may be just a service. AMAC is a community and it is vibrant. It is full of people that share your and my values. And there's also all these incredible civic opportunities. One of the things I'm always impressed when I talk to your friends at AMAC Action, you can become an election observer, do something good on election day to ensure that voting is easy to do and cheating is hard to do. There's so many things. You literally are joining a community and you're reminded daily of the benefit of being a member in that community. And that's what makes AMAC so great. So go to amac.us/justnews, folks. I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing you do. You'll come back and say, I not only made my money back on it, I feel better about myself and my country because I'm there. And that's something you can't put a price on. Bobby, we love having you on. We're going to get you on again next week because I think we're going to have some more news. But what an honor to have you here today and looking forward to our next conversation just a few days away.
Always my privilege. Thanks again, John.
Back at you, my friend. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from the Just News. Hey, two things I want to remind you. If you want to say thank you to AMAC and become a member like I am, I'm a 5-year member, you should do the same. Go to amac.us/justnews, amac.us/justnews. Go join today. You're going to get a discount because you're a member of the Just News family. And if you want to take advantage of that free gold info kit from our friends at Birch Gold Group, possibly qualify for a free gold bar before Christmas. Who doesn't want free gold? Text the word Just News to 989898. That's the deal there. Two great offers from two great long-term supporters of Just the News and John Solomon Reports. And with that, we'll wrap up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. Until then, God bless you and God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. We're so grateful for your listenership and your support. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.